he participated in, you know, some kind of throwing the ball back and forth and in the yard. He was part of your growing up in the.
Oh yes, he taught me how to raise a garden, plant it, raise it, harvest it. Taught me how to work with electricity. Taught me how to deal with people, how to appreciate and respect people without regard for what they had or their station in life. My mom, same way.
How did you happen to make the connection with Westcott to be...
I have no idea. That was before I was born.
I see. I beg your pardon. I thought that it was at the age of 5 that you went there. Or had he been...
He'd already been there and been a boy.
I see.
And I've been working ever since I've been 8 years old. I started caddying on the golf course, Park Shore Golf Course, when I was 8. After that, I worked. We had a bowling alley. I used to set pins in a bowling alley. Then, in between and same time that I was setting pins and same time that I'd be caddying on the golf course, I would sell what we didn't eat from the garden, whether it be red raspberries or green beans or whatever the case may be. It was another little side hustle that I had.
The garden was a source of food for the family primarily, was it?
Well, it wasn't a primary source, but it certainly supplemented, and it was something. We had the space behind the barn in which to have a garden. We lived in a rural area. Cassopolis population is 1,500 people.
You didn't live right on this, what would I call it, a vacation home site?
No. Now, my dad used to walk to work, which was about a mile away.
I see.
To where he would take care of the house. We had our own individual home. We had no running water. Therefore, we had an outhouse. We had a well that we would pump water to drink, and when that was defunct, went next door to a factory that was built after I was growing up, and they had water that would extend outside, and I would go over there and get water and bring it back, and we'd have water to drink from a bucket. I'd take a bath every Saturday night in a tub. We had a coal stove and a kerosene stove. My mother cooked on a kerosene stove, and we'd bake in the oven. So would my dad. From the setting pins in a bowling alley, I worked in a, used to get up at about 4 o'clock in the morning and walk to our one block long Main Street, and there was a bakery. Used to sweep the floor and mop it and come back home and get up after taking a short nap and go to school and then come back home. Then a friend of mine's father, with whom I graduated, was doing some interior decorating work for an interior decorator in Chicago. He was working with metal. He felt sorry for me having to get up and going down to the bakery, so I worked in his basement soldering. I wouldn't do any welding. I'd do some spot welding and would work with metal that he would finish himself and would take to Chicago itself. So I was working in his basement. When I graduated from high school, there was a furniture factory there. I lied about my age to try to make some money to start college. They found out that I was too young, and I wound up coming back to Detroit to live with my grandmother to start Wayne State University. Left Wayne State University, went to Detroit Institute of Technology, found that...